Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we sing and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. Everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praise. And then the powerful name of Jesus and the whole church. Amen. To our preachers and deacons, and to all of God's children, it's just good to know Jesus as Lord and Savior. You can die right when you know Jesus. He come to see to us, those who want to die right. He the one to hand death. He the only somebody who can control death. Thank God for Jesus Christ. Do y'all feel like we treating Jesus right sometimes? I know all of us come short, but we can treat him better sometimes. For what he have done for us. He done something for us that nobody, no machine or nothing can do for us. But we take him so lightly. We take him as something to play with. Sometimes we feel like Jesus have Alzheimer's. Sometimes we feel like time something happened to us, we go to Jesus. He's so long suffering, patient with us. He put up with us and even look beyond our faults to see our need. But so many of us come to church just to play sometimes. You never hear me say nothing else. Don't play with your soul. Everybody gonna die.
Yes, sir.
I say everybody. Gonna die.
Yes, sir.
Everybody gonna leave here going somewhere. But we take church something lightly.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yeah. Wherever you go, you're there to stay.
That's right.
Wherever you go. And where the Bible reads, number two places to go.
Yes. That's right.
Folks dying right now, going somewhere. All over the world, somebody dying, somebody dying. They going somewhere.
Yeah.
The soul gone somewhere.
Somewhere.
Heaven or hell.
Well, all right.
Up in two places.
Yeah.
Ain't no purgatory. It's heaven or hell.
All right.
We don't like to hear the word hell. We can call it Sheol if you want it, but it's still hell.
All right.
I mean it.
Yes, sir.
I mean it. We take it lightly. But what Jesus is going to come here to do.
All right.
Thank you.
He come to keep us.
Yes, sir.
From going to hell.
Well.
And that word not spoken too much in church now in these modern times. But it's still there.
All right.
Now that I speak, somebody going right now.
All right.
Don't play with your soul.
tell my preachers, tell folks the truth. Let them get hot. Let them turn the flip. But you tell them the truth. Don't let God be your enemy. God holding us responsible to tell folks the truth. But folk take church something to play with. Your soul is all you got. And the Bible went far enough to say, what is profit a man if he get the whole world and put it in his hand and die and go to hell? What is profit that man?
Yes, sir.
Well, we take church something to play with. I want to leave here on telling folks I told them about Jesus. Can't nobody in here never said I played with your soul.
Thank you.
I'm got to stand before a living God one day. All these preachers got to stand. They can play if they want to. But they got to stand before a living soul. That soul got to stand before God.
Yes, sir.
Lawyer ain't gonna be there to help you.
Thank
you. Because the lawyer got to stand himself. Doctor got to stand. Everybody got to stand. Don't come to church to play and criticize. Who is us to criticize somebody else? Think about your soul. You don't know when you're going to die. But you're getting out of here. I'm not but 20. I don't care if you ain't but 10. You're getting out of here. Try to get off salvation, but God still got me on salvation. Something about salvation, we missing it.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory.
I want to help Daniel in the lounge then, but Daniel got out.
All right. All right.
He got out because he had salvation on his side.
Yes, sir. All
right. You're right.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave. His only begotten Son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Look at Hebrews 2:3 also. Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God, great salvation. Number 10. I want to leave here and say I told you about salvation.
All right, Pastor.
Told you about salvation. It's a great salvation. Great. What make it so great? What makes salvation so great? Because it, nothing else can do what it can do. And what it's doing now. I go far enough to say it's heaven best. For as man is concerned, it is heaven best. God didn't give us second best. God didn't give us no trash. The leftover, he gave us heaven best. He. Can I say it like this? Sometimes we go in our closet, we got some of our best stuff behind the cheap stuff. He got some of the cheap stuff out the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
And robbed his safe.
Yeah. Take your time.
And got his only son.
Yeah.
He passed the other angels.
Yeah.
Could have got Gabriel, but Gabriel wasn't good enough. Could have got Michael. Michael wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
He got his best.
Yes, sir.
His only son.
Talk about it.
For some low down folks like us.
Tell it.
Yes, sir.
What make us low down? That's a good question.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What make people to be low down?
Yes, sir.
Low down is you dig ditches for folks.
Yes.
Tell it.
Do things behind folks' back.
Yes.
Shoot folks in the hide.
Yeah.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
When you don't know Jesus, you'll do anything low down. But salvation is stop us from doing low down things.
Yeah.
Sinful things.
Yeah.
Because the Holy Spirit on the inside of control us. I find out something, you can't handle yourself by yourself. Self is too heavy for self.
Yeah.
You got to have some help.
Yes, sir.
Take your time.
All right.
Got to have some help.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost just to help us.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Help us.
Well, I used to get drunk.
Yeah.
I don't get drunk no more. Because God give me power to pass that gin now.
My mind.
One time I couldn't pass it.
Go ahead.
The old folks said, take the taste out my mouth. And some old folks said, I don't do what I used to do.
All right.
Something that happened to me on the inside.
All right.
And when something happened on the inside, you don't do what you used to do. What you used to dig, get you don't dig it no. You put a bridge cross down. Something strange about salvation.
Yeah.
How shall we escape if we need like so greater salvation? What make it so great again? Because there's nothing else can do it.
That's right.
What it have already done is helping best.
Yeah.
It's called the love of God.
Yeah. Right.
And this what make real love does what it does.
Because
right. It's care.
Say that,
it's love in action.
Right.
It's act.
Yes, sir.
You don't put love, hide it.
Yes,
love got to be in action.
Yes,
it got to be shown. It got to be seen.
Yes.
Well, I used to dig ditches. I don't dig them for my brother no more. I put a bridge across there now.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah. Yes, Lord.
Where all that fuss coming from? Get it straight now, then. Devil don't let you talk about yourself. Y'all know it. Salvation make you start loving folks. Y'all didn't know that?
Yes, all right.
Well, you used to steal. You don't steal no more. Salvation make you stop doing it then.
Yes, sir.
Strange something about
salvation.
It is called the love of God. And what real love does, it cares. Love is in action. God loves something that really doesn't need nothing.
All right.
You'll get there later. What God need with man. Think. What God need with man? I'm going to let you think a minute. What God need with personal you? What God need with me? You might well forget it, dear, but I rebuke you in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. What God need with me? Nothing. I ain't going to church. So?
Come on now.
I'm going to miss rehearsal. You'll miss me. Okay.
All right. Come on now.
What God Almighty? God need with you, Walker? Nothing.
Thank you.
Everything I'm doing right now, God can get a cat to do it. Everything you doing, God can get a mule to do it. God ain't nowhere, got head on his hand, wondering where you are. He know where you are. Know what you're going to do when you leave him. Know where you're going tomorrow if you live. He know everything. We can't fool him. Why don't we humble ourselves and say, Lord, I need you.
Yes, sir.
We, oh boy. Been preaching a long time. We,
yes, sir.
We chase something to play with.
No, sir.
Right. Church ain't nothing to play with. Folk be playing with their soul and don't even realize they playing with their soul. It's bother real preachers.
Amen.
If it don't ever bother a preacher that about my soul, something wrong with him.
Amen.
Standing up here ain't nothing to play with.
Amen.
I know we got a lot of phony stands up in pulpits, but God got some real preachers, some real pastors tell folks the truth. Folks rather hear lies than to hear truth now. Tell lies to make folks feel good, but their soul is on their way to hell. And God gave us his only son that we may miss hell. And my brothers and sisters, God's salvation started when Adam and Eve sinned in the Garden of Eden. The need for salvation for man's soul go back to remove of Adam and Eve from the Garden of Eden. When they disobeyed the word of God. And my brothers and sisters, man take God great salvation just too lightly. It calls heaven best. Watch it now. Nothing on this earth is better than heaven. Nothing. And just think some good things on this earth. Valuable things on this earth. But it calls God heaven best to come down to give us salvation. He put emphasis on it. God great salvation. Nothing else more greater than God's salvation to mankind. Nothing. I don't care what you come up with. Nothing more greater than what God done gave us from him. When he gave his only begotten son. God could have gave us Micah. Gabriel. They weren't good enough. And I watched, been pastoring a pretty good while now, and I watched how folks give God leftovers.
Right.
I ain't gonna do nothing with it anyway.
Yeah.
Leftovers.
But when it comes down, when the doctor walk away from your bed, you want the best now. Always remember, God knew you before you knew yourself. Always remember, you can't never fool God.
Preaching in here.
Oh, Lord. Folk, I'm not. Just listen at me. God got on my heart. You got to preach where you put on your heart. And sometimes folk can just sit in church and ain't down to nobody, and just it looks so proud. And if they fall, you break. And don't realize that God got his eyes on you. God know everybody one by one. God ain't getting crossed up with nobody. Matter of fact, he knew us before the foundation of the world. God didn't wonder where you are. He already got you where he are. Always remember that by God. See, we play with God too much. You playing with your own soul and don't even know it. And what God done for us, he called a great salvation. And we take you something to play with. Lord Almighty. We need God. But God doesn't need nothing. God Almighty. We need salvation for our soul. God Almighty. Adam and Eve, they got messed up themselves by being disobedient to God. When you disobey God, you disobeying your own soul and don't know it. The soul be crying out crazy, somebody, come to yourself. Yes, I don't want to go to hell.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
My
yes, sir.
Can I say it crazy, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Their soul came from God and want to go back to God. But he left you in charge of it.
Yes, sir.
You make a choice.
That's right,
Pastor. We got a God so loved the world that he won't see nobody perish. Yes. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you a way out, but folk turn it down.
Yeah.
Why are they turning it down? The devil blind their mind. Because the devil know where he going.
Well.
I said the devil know where he going.
Yes,
the devil already knows that. He can't do nothing to stop from going to hell. And not only hell, he going to get hell and throw it over in the lake of fire. It never consumed. Be there forever and ever and ever. I heard a man say, what in hell you want?
Right.
Folks turn down Jesus just to go to hell. There ain't no way out. No help nowhere. Nothing but moaning and groaning. Never consumed. Now, ain't nobody playing checkers and going to the ball game. Nothing but moaning and groaning. All night and all day. Moaning and groaning.
Amen.
Ain't going to visit nobody. Everybody moaning and groaning. All night. No rest forever. And
yes,
ever. Don't take this lightly.
Right.
I can't help myself. I just got to tell you. Just we take church something to play with. And we your soul is so important.
Right.
Until God himself.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Got his soul. Yeah, devil. In the name of Jesus. The devil, he wants folks to go to hell with him.
That's right.
He wants folk to go to hell with him. This is what salvation, God Almighty, is all about. Don't play with your soul. We take church something to play with. God, Son Jesus, is the only way to keep a soul from going to hell.
Right.
I found out something since I've been a preacher pastor. Folks don't like to be plain and simple.
Right.
Yeah. Said Hades, it still means hell.
Yes, sir.
Sheol, all that. Yes, it's in England what you know and understand.
Yes, right.
And God hold the preacher responsible. Not so much to show themselves, but to show Jesus and what the Bible says.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And preaching the gospel without compromising is not popular.
No, sir.
No.
Amen.
Tell me how to get over. I'm trying to tell you how to get over.
All right.
Jesus is the only way what?
Over.
If you miss him, you're already under. And you'll stay under. Until you run up on Jesus. Bless his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, this is why Jesus came here. To keep man from going to hell. The devil got what men should be running from. That's sin and death. I said, the devil got that.
Uh-huh.
What men should be what? Running from. God Almighty. And that's sin and death. Paul, how about reading some of them? Look at John 10 and 10 for me. God Almighty. Sometimes folks fight over position in churches. Kill folks over position. But make sure your position is in Jesus.
All right.
I mean that. God Almighty.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly.
Notice what the devil come for. He come to steal, kill, and destroy. And he stop and said, but I.
Yes, sir.
Pushing the pronoun, I.
Yes, sir.
Thank God he stopped.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Just suppose he had left it like that.
Oh, Lord.
Just suppose he had to say, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get you when I get there. But. But he had to stop.
All right.
That personal pronoun stepped in there. I have come. And when that I stepped in, it stepped on the devil's head. Bam.
All right.
It's something about this I.
Right.
You can't do nothing with it.
Yeah.
I have come. When I come, I got everything in my hand. Yeah. The devil got to do what I tell him to do. Ain't you glad of that, preacher?
Yeah.
That God got everything in his hand.
Yeah. Yes,
preacher.
Glory to God.
God know we're doing this.
Yeah.
Sweating and all like that.
Yeah.
He got everything.
All right.
Y'all see that handshaker right there?
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Y'all see how wide it can get?
Yes, sir.
Anybody? How wide? But God got a hold of it.
Look out, man. Look out, man. All right, man. All right.
In his
hand.
Oh, and everything in this world got to do what he said.
Yeah. All right. All right.
The bride can't move
except he allowed it to move. Acid can't crawl on you except he wants him to crawl on you.
He just got everything in his hand. Don't you never little point God. God ain't nowhere got his head in his hand. Stretching his head. Wonder what they're doing over yonder. Yonder is in his hand. Yonder got to get permission.
That's right. Yes, sir.
To do what his hand tells it to do. That's how you see God. That's when we can say words like this. If God be.
All right. All right.
You ain't got to worry about. I better say that. You ain't got to worry about folks.
Thank you.
Messing with you.
Thank you.
Can't nobody touch you except God allowed them to touch you. Always remember that. We got too many scary preachers scared to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel, preachers.
Amen.
Scared to preach what Negroes gonna say. Let them say what they want to say. God got the Negro, the white man, the black man, the blue man, every man in his hand.
All right.
He controls everything.
All right. All right.
What Deacon Roberts gonna say? What Deacon Roberts? Oh, y'all rebel soul, so soon y'all forget all of them. Please him. He rock you to sleep at night. He watch over you all night. He the one to wake you up in the morning. He the one to keep you from having that rake. He the one to let you get grounded. He the one to control everything. The birds can't feed except God gives them something to eat.
You're right.
That's how you have to see God.
Yeah.
We see God too narrow.
Yeah,
right. Amen.
We're scared to trust Him.
Right. Amen.
Preach it. Yeah. You're right. Thank you, sir.
He wants to lean on Him.
Yeah.
Stand up, Paul. Give me a big man. Okay, a little man can't do that. Don't you let me fall now.
I'll let you fall, Pastor.
Lean on. See, you got to lean on.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Pick me up now.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. God wants us to lean on Him.
Yes.
God tired us doing something like this.
Yes, sir.
Call yourself got a little cock leg there.
Yes,
waiting on Him. At this case, God move. I got on. You ain't got nothing.
Yes.
God in control of everything. Yes. Everything is in His hand.
Yes.
We take Him too lightly.
Yeah.
We scared to trust Him.
Yes.
Mama.
Hallelujah.
Got pastors scared to preach the gospel.
Yes.
Folk don't get rid of me. Let them get rid of me.
Yes.
But God in control of everything.
Yes.
If you're scared, come out to poor people.
Yes.
Never been scared to preach. I know who called me.
Yes, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. He got all power. Ain't no more nowhere.
All right.
I say ain't no more nowhere.
Nowhere.
When he said he got, I got all of it. In His hand.
Yes.
I got all of it.
Amen.
In my hand.
Yes, sir.
The devil know that.
Yes, Lord.
Devil be at church every Sunday.
Yes.
He miss football games and things, something like that, but he don't miss church.
Right.
He know that's where the power at.
That's it.
Ain't no power at no football game.
Come
but boy, when you come and talk about Jesus.
All right.
He had to tremble when he come in here because it's a Jesus church.
Yes.
When he lift up that name, he tremble.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, Lord.
All right.
He tremble.
Yeah.
When he come around God,
yes,
right. He got to tremble. Because
yeah.
He know who God is.
Yeah.
Bless His holy name.
Yes,
and my brothers and sisters,
yes,
the devil got what man should be running from.
Yeah.
And that's sin.
Yes,
and death. But thank God for John 10 and 10. Read it, Paul.
The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
But I am come
that they might have life.
Yeah.
And that they might have it more abundantly.
I have come.
Yes, sir.
I have come.
Yes, sir.
That they might have life.
Yes, sir.
The devil come to steal, kill. Three things.
Yes, sir.
But thank God he didn't stop writing.
Amen.
Just suppose he had left it right there, Mims.
All right.
Thank you.
Huh? We have been messed up.
Yes, sir.
All right.
The thief come but what? To steal, kill, and destroy.
Yeah.
Period. Bam.
Yeah.
What are we going to do, Jesus?
Yeah.
But he kept writing.
Yeah.
Amen.
But I have come.
Yes,
right. To take care of that joker.
Amen.
Can I add that in there?
Yes, sir.
But I have come that they might have life.
Life.
Yes, the devil come to do what? Steal, kill,
but
construction. I have
come.
Yes, sir. To block what he finna do.
Yes, sir.
He can't do it except I allow him to do it.
Yes, sir.
Thank God for Jesus.
Yes.
That we all give God some glory.
Yes.
What he done for us.
Yeah.
The devil will kill us, but he can't kill us because of Jesus.
That's right.
You think the devil love you? No. You working for him, he's about to get you killed. Thank God for Jesus. Set yourself down, devil. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. He come to steal, kill, and destroy.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no good in him nowhere.
Nowhere.
You can say that thing. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He don't like what to talk about him now. I tell you that right now.
Right.
But God owned everything.
Yes, sir.
And God in control of everything. Can't nothing move except God allow
Amen.
It to move.
Yes.
Some of you may not know this, but always remember this. Remember nothing else.
Yes, sir.
God, everybody say God.
God.
Capital G. God
yes,
is nowhere on his throne twisting around,
all right.
Scratching his head.
All right.
Wonder what gonna happen.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Don't look at God that narrow.
All right.
Watch this. Even before God said, let there be light, he already knew it.
All right.
Everything obey God but man.
Right.
God don't have no problem with the ocean. With the sun and the moon,
right.
Clouds.
Well,
you tell the dog cloud, get dog,
yes,
get bright. Don't have a bit, don't argue, do nothing. Just go on, shh.
Yes,
all right.
Rain, ain't got a problem, no rain.
Yes, sir.
Never argue, no problem, nothing like that. But when it come down to us, why?
Yes. You're right.
Why us not like moon and the sun, just do what God said. Let me tell you why. The devil hate what God done for us. He gave us power over him. And the devil hate it. You can rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus. And the devil hate that. The devil got power, but God got all power. And the devil got to do what God said do. If the devil can do what he wants to do, you won't be sitting there and I won't be standing here. Because we come to steal, kill, and destroy. But God said, I came that he may have what? Life.
Amen.
Amen.
And you can have it not abundantly, but more. I got life. Eternal life.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
I got above that.
Yes.
What you mean, Reverend Walker? I'm going to a place when I die.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no mercy. I ain't got to wear no more suits.
All right.
I ain't got to wear no more long Stace Adam like this fella. No Stace Adam, man. Yeah. They're playing with me. He got it fixed like he wanted.
Yes, yes.
And can't nobody unfix what he'd already done what? Fix.
All right.
God in control of everything. Please see God like that.
Amen.
Please see him like that. God ain't wondering what's going to happen to you. He already got you. Lord Almighty. We're too shaky when the devil come around us. We're too shaky. You look at that devil and point at him. Now dare you point the Bible at him. Because this the word of God.
Yes, sir.
He tremble.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Point the word at him.
Yes.
The devil hates you for to have the word of God.
Yes.
You point this Bible at him. You ain't got to read nothing. Just point it at him.
Yes, sir.
He tremble.
Yes, sir.
All right.
He know this is the word of God.
All right.
He know that. And then if he get coming at you, I rebuke you.
Yes, sir.
In the name.
Yes,
I say in the name.
Right. Yes, sir.
Why the name? Because it's being exalted.
All right.
Above every name.
Right.
Every name you can come up with. Put my son Jesus' name above every name. I don't care what name you come up with. In heaven, in hell, or wherever. I put my son Jesus' name.
Yes.
And watch this now.
Yes, sir.
Watch this now. I put my son name above every name.
Yes,
Satan is a name, man.
Yes, sir.
I rebuke you, Satan,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Y'all try sometime.
That's
I said y'all try sometime.
Amen.
Years ago, I've been 40 years now. Years ago, one of my members got to fight with a husband. And I told him. I'm not lying now. It's been years ago. And I said, your husband come at you.
Yes, sir.
Punch the Bible at him and holler in the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir.
God knows you, I'm not lying. And she said, Reverend, he coming at me? I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. He backed up.
All right.
See, every knee got the bow.
Yes.
I'm going to tell y'all this, since I don't give that for with it. One of my members told me, Jesse, that one of the mama finna whip her.
Yeah.
Whip me a girl. She had that sweet come. Jesus. She said, you said Jesus all you want off bun your up my head. I could do my grin, y'all. I'm just telling you. It's something about the name.
Yes,
I said something about the name.
Yes,
I said something about the name.
Yes,
I said something about the name.
Yes, sir.
Can't nobody do nothing with it.
Yes.
The devil in hell, all his demons can't do nothing with the name. Because it's been exalted. And God exalted it.
Yes, sir.
Every knee got to bow.
Well,
everybody got to bow.
Yes.
Bow now or bow later, you gonna bow. All sinners got to bow.
Yes.
Those who don't get saved got to bow.
Yes.
You tell me, Reverend, that folks don't get saved? Yeah, according to the Bible.
Yes, sir.
See, everybody got to sin.
Yes.
God Almighty. And when I don't know if he's going to hell down there or whatever. But they got to bow. When they see him, they got to bow.
and going on to hell or wherever they're at.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Because it's been what? Exalted. Uh-huh. There's no name on this earth more greater than the name of Jesus. Sometimes try.
Yes,
sir. Sometime, little Larry, try.
Right.
Somebody come at you, your husband come at you? Want to fight you?
Right.
Well, women fight now, but if your husband come at you, he went to shoot you now, but come at you. Jesus, 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 Jesus! Boy, when you get to hollering about Jesus,
right,
something got to move.
Yes, sir.
I said, something got to move.
Yes, sir.
I don't care how bad, I don't get slob out of his mouth. Something got to move. Because this name been exalted.
Yeah.
Above every name.
Amen.
And at this name. Boy, I get happy just saying it. At this name.
Yeah. Yeah.
At this name.
Yeah.
Every knee.
Yeah.
I don't care. Well, he may not have no, but he got to bow.
Yes, sir.
If he ain't got no knees, he got to fall flat. He got to do something. Paul, all he know, he got to bow.
That's right.
God done fixed it like that, and can't nobody unfix it. God Almighty, Jesus is and got what man should be running to, and that's truth and life, eternal. God Almighty, that's His holy name. And my brothers and sisters, Paul, read something first, but my time about running. I want to get that verse in. How about reading Romans 6 and 23 for me? They ever got what man should be running from. Yeah.
For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Watch this now. For the wages of what? Sin is death.
Yeah.
But the gift of God is eternal life through Moses. What did that thing say? Oh, Jesus. Yeah, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. God Almighty. The wages. Watch this. Christine,
yes, sir.
Who can play the wages of sin and death? The wages of sin is what?
Yeah.
Jesus paid it for you.
Yeah.
You weren't able.
Yeah.
You weren't rich enough.
Thank
you. You weren't holy enough.
Thank you.
You weren't righteous enough. He paid it all for you. He paid it all for me, but the wages and all that have what sin and come short of in glory.
That's right.
Reverend ain't never done nothing. When I came out of my mother's womb, all I can remember, I done right. Them lies.
All right. All right.
Don't let the devil deceive you.
All right.
And if you done all of that, obeyed your mama, done all of that, done all that, you're still on your way to hell.
Right, right.
Jesus come to keep a man from going to hell.
Amen. Take your time.
By believing on Him as Lord and Savior.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what He come in the world for.
Yes, sir.
To keep man from going to hell.
Yeah.
For God so loved us.
Yeah.
He sent His only Son to go to hell for us, to keep us from going, those who believe on Him. If you never believe on Him, hell will be your home. It's just that simple. That's simple enough right there. That's simple enough right there. If you want to go to hell, don't believe on Jesus. If you want to miss hell, believe on Jesus. By giving your life to Him.
Amen.
It's just that simple.
Yes,
Lord.
God have a great salvation.
Yes, Lord.
God Almighty.
Yes.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you.
Well, I got 30 more minutes.
Yes.
This is Cal Law number 1850.
Carolina, number 18. Yeah.
Wait a minute now, I got hungry now. Wait. I'm finna quit. I don't get fat, but I'm ready to eat too, so. It's a great salvation. God Almighty, don't you never let nobody tell you that God didn't do nothing for you. You may not have what the Joneses have. Don't worry about that. You got some money came by.
All right, all right, all right.
When you got God's salvation, money can't touch it.
That's right, that's right. That's right.
Thank you, sir. May not have what other folks have. Amen. You got Jesus.
Amen.
Watch this now. I'm going to go. Watch this. You got Jesus. Well, how can you have all what I see my sister have with you? And don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. Sometimes stuff will mess you up. Sometimes if you don't watch your stuff will get you lifted up in pride. Stuff will make you think you're more than other folk. Sometimes stuff will make you look down at folk. And if you don't watch yourself, somebody will be looking down at you. What a man sow, that's what he shall reap. Always remember that. Don't look down on nobody. Don't think you're better than nobody else. Lord, flip that thing around, make you drag yourself like a snake on the ground.
All right. All right.
All right. Preaching in here. Thank you, Jesus.
Good preaching.
Just the kind of God we serve.
Yes.
Salvation for whosoever will, let him come. Ain't y'all glad of that?
Amen.
Watch this. I'm finna close. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Now, I'm gonna try and cut this man's head off. Shoo. Oh, and then put it in a sack and throw it at you. Oh boy, cut them me. I don't know what y'all do to me, but I cut it off. And you know, somebody cuts it in. And I'm going to prison. Yeah, I'm going to prison because I cut that man's head off. I'm in prison. What? I'm trying to show you the kind of God we silly. You ought to go to hell. Cut them. I mean, shut up, yeah, jail child, right there in the pulpit. I'm going to jail.
Yeah.
I know he's going to hell. Paul killed a lot of Christians. Look what he wrote in the Bible. Watch this now. Just the kind of God we serve. With all the bad you done. I don't care how bad it is. It's so bad, folks look at you and get scared. But boy, if you want to go to heaven,
come on,
I don't care what you done. If you want to go to heaven, my dad, you get on your knees.
All right.
And say, Lord, please forgive me for killing that man. I cut his head off. Please forgive me, Lord. I'm going to tell his family, I'm just sorry, forgive me. I want to give my life to you, Lord. Boy, he'll take you in just like this. This the kind of God we serve. He's a merciful God. All that's the sin that comes short of his glory. If we ain't done this, we done that. And if you hurry up, you'll help him do something else, daddy and others. But God is so merciful. He come to save folk from going to hell.
Yeah.
And I don't care what you done.
Glory to God.
How bad it was. And the Bible said some things was shortening the days. And all that kind of stuff. But heaven and shortening days is different. Shortening days, sometimes you do things in your life. Be sassy to your mama. The Bible says he's shortening you.
That's right. That's right.
But I'm just looking at just a bad somebody.
Yeah.
They can be so bad and kill 15 folks and buzz heaven wide open.
All right, Pastor.
All God waiting on that sinner to do is get on his knees.
Yeah.
Just say, Lord,
I don't sin against you so much.
Yeah.
Save me.
Yeah.
Heaven will fly wide open. And bring him in. That's the kind of God we serve. I don't heard folks, I don't talk to folks all over the street years ago. They said, I'm too bad to go to him. You ain't never too bad.
Amen.
Oh, God, won't you just give in? You hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and accept it. You saved. Saved. I said saved. Saved. I'm not going to hell. I'm not boasting. I'm not on my way to hell. I'm on my way to heaven. Because I gave my life to Jesus. And then if I come short and sin, don't be scared to tell God, please forgive me. Always don't jump in the bed and do everything but wrong, but right. And then we'll jump in bed. You ain't done nothing. What wrong with getting on your knees? Say, Lord, please forgive me for all of my many sins I've done today. Just go and get rid of them. God already knows what you're doing.
Thank you.
Now, how you can hide from God? He wants you to be honest with him. And he'll forgive you regardless of what you done done.
Hallelujah.
Can't beat that nowhere. Can't beat that nowhere. Go kill 15 folks and bust heaven wide open. And bust heaven, I said, wide open. I ain't say hell, I said heaven.
That's right.
All I got to do, I mean this. Lord, forgive me for killing them 15 folks. I'm a sinner anyway. Please save me. What you expect a sinner to do? He ain't got no power anyway. The devil got him going in. So that's when you get converted. To keep us from doing the thing we what used to do.
All right, Pastor.
Well, I used to get drunk. I don't get drunk no more. I got a taste for that stuff. I get around folk who's drinking it, I smell it. And I want some.
Uh-huh.
But not since I've been converted.
Uh-huh.
The taste come out my mouth.
Yeah.
I can pass by and pour it out now. But I used to couldn't pour it out. But I can pour it out now. Because
yeah.
I got a new taste.
Yeah.
I got a Holy Ghost taste.
Yeah.
I got a Bible taste.
Yeah.
I got a church taste.
Yeah.
On the inside now. Yeah. Old folk do the shout, say, I don't do what I used to do.
Yeah.
I'm talking about old folk now. Back in the olden days, they get a shout around there, boy. The church is dressed, hanging on one side, you know. Folks got to hold them up, you know. Boy, but they talk about Jesus, didn't they, boy? Boy, they talk about Jesus. Because they've been changed. They weren't ashamed of him. And if anybody in here needs him as your Savior, that's what he come here for, to save you. Watch this, watch this. If you without Jesus, what you think Jesus come here for?
Yeah.
Think now, think. If you in here without Jesus, what you think he come in the world for? Yeah. Ain't but once somebody gonna get mad, that's the devil.
Yeah.
What the devil care about sitting in church but don't ever give your life to Jesus? What the devil care? As long as you put doubts in your mind, that's all the devil want. All the devil want. I'm going up on shame. Shame of what? Shame of us. Ain't but once somebody gonna get mad, them folks who don't know Jesus in here, the rest of them gonna shout for joy. Because that's my brother now. I got a new brother. Y'all like y'all scared to clap on that. Ain't nobody gonna get mad. But the devil. Nobody but the devil. He can't clap because he know where he going if he don't get saved. This is what preaching is all about. This is what church is all about.
Yeah.
Church ain't come just, you know, dress up and look sharp.
Yeah. Yeah.
I may look sharp with this thing. I may look like a tramp, but I think I'm sharp.
You know
I know he ain't hit no nothing, but I'm just stupid. That's what church is all about. I mean, this is what church is all about. This is what preaching is all about.
Yeah. Amen.
Folks who need Jesus and encourage the saints to go on. Don't hold your head down. You got something to thank God for. Don't go to bed without thanking God. Don't eat your dinner without thanking God. When you get in the house, say, thank you for letting me get back home. Say, thank you for everything. He loved to hear that. God, get tired of it. Every time you get on your knees. Let me say it like I want to please. Gabriel said, hey.